provide some guidelines on when to implement the teachings of preferences leading to conflict? Because it seems like you need to have preferences for wholesome dhammas and structure life so that wholesome dhammas increase, but on the other hand, in other cases, the preferences get in the way. And
well, a lot of it is you have to pay attention to, like, you need the structures, but then if the structures have to be there so I'm happy, and you get really tight around that, tense around that, frustrated around that, that's an unwholesome dhamma. And so unwholesome dhammas are then increasing. And so it's sort of like we create unwholesome, like in the causal processes, wholesome dhammas can be the cause for unwholesome dhammas. So, you know, so that it's all in how we relate to from the perspective of the, well, the one set of dhammas that I mentioned, of the papancha dhammas, something, desire, views, and the sense of self. So that those are the things that proliferate the mind. And even if you approach something that's wholesome and right and true, but you allow the mind to proliferate from that perspective of my view, or I'm better than you, or I want it like this, and I need this in order for me to be happy, and you're just getting in my way. then it's creating conflict for oneself, and then it'll spill out for others. So the Buddha, in those causal processes, there it's really ongoing. So that, because the unwholesome can be the conditioning factor for the wholesome, where one realizes, oh wow, I'm really holding on to this, and I'm creating some agitation in my mind, and that can be a cause for loving kindness or letting go, or whatever. So that's it's a constant investigation. That's where that application of yoniso manasikara is so important, that wise attention, skillful reflection, and that sort of that's a present moment dhamma that we keep investigating, learning from, applying.